Shir Mamalef, Yom Peis, Parshas Balak.
Do you leave it alone?
We have a machlekes rishonim. We learn in the sugya. שיחך על גבי מובוי שיש לו לאחי שיחך על גבי מובוי שיש לו לאחי מיגו דה ודויפי לעניין שבס ודויפי לעניין סוכה the same thing we saw in the Gemara פסה בירועס Migud have a doifel in Yan Shabbos, have a doifel in Yan Sukkah. It's two gemores. Migud have a doifel in Yan Shabbos, have a doifel in Yan Sukkah. And the Shaila is in the Rishonim. The two gemores we brought down, two kind of migus that we say from Shabbos to Sukkah. Sichach al gabi movi shiyash lelechi. Migu had a doifel in Yan Shabbos, have a doifel in Yan Sukkah. Vesichech, al gabi pase biroes, Migu have a doifel in Yan Shabbos, have a doifel in Yan Sukkah. These are the two gemores that we say Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah. The Ritva brings down, betchilas asugye, b'shem de Ramban, that these Migus only work if you did it b'rishus or rabbi. In the middle of the street, you make a movi shiyesh lo ilechi. It's be'etzem a reshus arabim. It's be'etzem a reshus arabim. Migu da'ave doifen le'inyan Shabbos that the lechi makes the place to become a reshus ayochid mid'eraisa mid'rabona and helps the gabi sukkah that even that I don't have real three walls, the migu works. Pasa biroes, in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, I make a pasa biroes. Migu da have a doifin inyan Shabbos, have a doifin inyan Sukkah. But if this movi with a lechi is in the middle of the chotzer, if this movi and the lechi is in the middle of the chotzer, or the pasa biroes is in the middle of the chotzer, that they anyway are not doing a reshus l'Shabbos. They're anyway not doing go for Rishus L'Shabbos. Because it's anyway Rishus Ayochid. You don't say, Migu da have a doifel inyan Shabbos, have a doifel inyan Sukkah. Only when the Movi and the Lechi are Rishus Arabim, the Pasibirois are Rishus Arabim. Migu da have a doifel inyan Shabbos, have a doifel inyan Sukkah. But if these walls are in the middle of a backyard of a person that is the whole base of Rishus Ayochid, and these walls are anywhere not doing before the Rishus Ayochid, we don't say, Migu da have a doifel inyan Shabbos, have a doifel inyan Sukkah. And the same thing, the Pasibirois. As they zog the Ritva b'shem the Ramban. The Rosh brings down b'shem the Ravyo, that the Ravyo was misupik about it. Hein v'la v'rafye b'yodei. Was not close to the Ravyo if you say Migu b'chai gavna or not. And avada, we have to understand the lomdus. The Ritva is right, b'shem the Ramban. You only say Migu to have a doifel in Yan Shabbos, have a doifel in Yan Sukkah, if lemaisa the walls are working in Shabbos, agav that they're working in Shabbos, they're working in Sukkah. Agav, they're working in Shabbos, they're working in Sukkah. But if they're anyway not working here for Shabbos, because I don't need them, so you can't say the Migu that they're chal for Shabbos, they're chal to Sukkah. You can't say the Migu. And the Rosh brings down that the Ravyo was misupik about it. I know the Ravyo sounds a very vital tzad. more mistaba like the Ritva and the Ramban. We'll see later, the Mishnah Berurah passes the halacha that it helps. Shas Hadchak, you could be saying Mechanet. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah, it's Chidushim Gdoilim Moed. Chidushim Gdoilim Moed. We'll see later. So we have to know really what is the machlekes. The Ramban says avada the migu will not work only in a place that the mechitzas are active and they're doing and the poil tzach. Then you could say migu have a doife. And the Rav Yosef says hein velav rafya biyode. And stam the Ozer Rishonim never spoke it out, or maybe tried to figure out what the Ozer Rishonim hold. They never spoke out klo. What is their shita? You say migu b'chai gavne, you did not say migu b'chai gavne. The Ozer Rishonim didn't bring it down klo. What is exactly their shita? So I want maybe to learn the Rosh Mesuda, and then Be'ez Hashem we'll get to this machlekes. Let me send the Rosh. The Rosh in Siman Tes. Look at the Rosh inside. Omar Rab, Sichech al Movu Yishiyesh Loi Lechi Mitzad Echot Ksheiro. Gisef the Rosh is Omar Rab, Sichech al Movu Yishiyesh Loi Lechi Mitzad Echot Ksheiro. Pirush Movu Yimefulosh. The Rosh is not like Tesis and the Rand that we learned yesterday, that the Movu is closed in the back. The Rosh is back to Shitas Rashi, that the Movu is Mefulosh. V'yesh Loi Lechi Mitzad Echot Mitzad Hasheni Ein Bei Tikun Ksheiro Asuka B'Shabbos. Aval Loi Bechoil. Now the shit is that the migu only helps for one day and not for the 7 days of Sukkah. We saw as a shal in the Rishonim, but the Achroev, the Rosh, the migu only helps for Shabbos, Chalamoed, Sukkahs. Yeah, the shal in Yontef. V'alib in the Rav Yudah, the Omer Perikam, and the Eiruvin, Movu Yishen Aroi Leshituf, Shehu Mefulo Shichshiru Belechi, Hazerek Leteich Echayev, Hichshiru Bekoira, Hazerek Leteich Epotu, Dikasov Arlechi Mishu Mechitze. So if you make a Koira, it's nasi. You only have two walls, but if you made a lechi, it's considered you have three walls. It's Rosh Hashayochid Deiraisa. And now the Rosh is asking the kasha. Okay, the Movi is mefulosh. Migud have a doifin linyan Shabbos, have a doifin linyan Sukkah. Ve'af al gav de b'Shabbos, the al me'osur letalt al b'movui. You're not allowed to carry. Kevan shu poutz meruach revi is only three walls. Mishum mitzvah Sukkah itiru letaltel k'mo sheitiru gabei pase biroes. What is the Rosh's kasha and what is the Rosh's answer? Again, the Rosh areinsetz the Gemore, was maimi the Gemore, areinsetz the Gemore that we're talking about. Shmovi mefulosh v'dalechi. And it helps. Avali not allowed to carry it inside. Oh, but we say, Migud have a doifin linyan Shabbos, have a doifin linyan Sukkah. Ah, you're not allowed to carry. Mishum mitzvah Sukkah itiru letalta. What was the Rosh's question? What was the Rosh's answer? You could learn it in two ways. You could learn that the Rosh meant to ask, Lomdish. Val mi de rabbonon, you're not allowed to carry. So if you make a migu, midarabonon, it will not be a sukkah. This is one way to learn. The way we were learning the Sfasem is the whole time, that you have to have a sukkah also midarabonon to make the migu. If midarabonon, it's not a sukkah, you cannot make the migu. You cannot make the migu. So he's meaning to ask alom the shishayle. The loshen nishta ze gishmak, yeah? Ve'af al gav de b'shabes de'al me'osu letatel b'movui v'meile v'zaynishken migu. Kevon shu poutz movi v'shu mitzvah sukkah itiru letalta. And what is the answer? The answer is, you're right that normally you're not allowed to carry in such a place, but for mitzvah sukkah they will matir letalta. I want to explain his answer in two ways. Other he means that chazal letzorech mitzvah sukkah they let the carry, the mele you could do a migu. How it works, it's like as a galgal. Are you not allowed to carry normally here? And if you're not allowed to carry, it's not a sukkah. Abavami de rice is a sukkah, so they let you to carry, so b'mele it is a sukkah. Or, so why am I still allowed to carry? Because the tzarech mitzvah sukkah, they let you to carry. Or the pshat is, they let you to carry because they want you to have a migu. First side is, the tzarech mitzvah sukkah, you're allowed to carry. B'mele, you could do a migu. Or they will let you to carry because they want you to have a migu. I see you're getting mixed up. What are the two tzedarim? I'll tell you the nafkimina. You'll understand what I'm asking. I'm asking you a shayla la'alocha le'maisa lefid rosh. You have a sukkah in the middle of the street from three walls. A beautiful sukkah. You buy it. Three walls. You'll have to carry inside or not. La'alocha lefid rosh. You're allowed to carry or not? If you say it's a mitzvah sukkah, you're allowed to carry, so you're allowed to carry. If it's a mitzvah sukkah, you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to carry. But if the pshat is, they let you to carry because they want you to have a migu. And a normal a sukkah for three walls, you don't need a migu, you already have a sukkah. So here they will not matter you to carry. So again, I'm asking you, why they will matter you to carry? Because they want to organize the migu, or letzorech mitzvah sukkah they let to carry? Nafkamina in a regular sukkah of three walls in the middle of Shusarabim. You're allowed to carry, you're not allowed to carry. If the pshat is the tzorech mitzvah sukkah they let to carry, here also you're allowed to carry. If the pshat is they let you to carry because they want you to organize yourself a migu, they want you to have a migu, but where I don't need to have a migu, mamela, they will not let me to carry. So again, we'll call the first pshat that we're calling in the Rosh is that the Rosh is learning. The first pshat in the Rosh is that the Rosh is learning that you cannot say a migu if it's not mutar midrabbanon. So you had a kashi here lechur, it's not mutar midrabbanon, and the answer is the tzorech mitzvah sukkah they let you to carry. The tzorech mitzvah sukkah they let you to carry. B'meile, you could say a migu, or they let you to carry for saying the migu. This is one way to learn the Rosh. Some learn the Rosh. Even if you're not allowed to carry midrabbanon, you could make a migu. Migu that have a doifin l'shabbos, have a doifin l'sukkah. So you're not allowed to carry. It doesn't stop the migu. Carry is the derabbanon gzeire mishum shabbos, but you could make the migu from the mechitzas deiraisa. The Rosh was asking a halacha dikashayle. La halacha, you're allowed to carry or not? So you're allowed to, you're allowed to. Not that it's negia to the lomdus of the migu. Shtikel mur mashma in the Rosh. Again, so we have two drachim out to learn the Rosh's kasha, the afal gav of the Rosh. Although the afal gav of the Rosh is the kasha, b'meile you cannot say a migu. Without heter tiltul, you don't have a migu. Val mi de rabbonon, you can't carry, so the migu doesn't start. Val mi de rabbonon, you can't carry, the migu doesn't start. Although no, avad the migu starts even if you can't carry mi de rabbonon. Aber le maisi is asking, b'le batik is shashayle. Aber le maisi, you allowed to carry or not? Says, yeah, you're allowed? Why? It's only three walls. Chazal, I'm not here. Next line in the Rosh. The Afal gav dekoma osum rabbe echo zevesum sheker, rabbe gersin in osum. Sicher al gabi pase birois ksheiro. B'shabes de suke. The migu da have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the suke. Again, the same kashe. The Afal gav de loitiru, elo loili regolim, elo regolim nami loitiru, elo lebehemtom, avalo de metapes voile metapes viyered, mishun mitzvah suke, itiru, have letatel b'shabes de suke. The same two pshotim. So the Rosh Be'etzim repeats both migus from Lechi and from Pase Biroes. He says, we're talking about Mobi Mefulosh and Pase Biroes. Even that you're not allowed to carry during Shabbos, you say a migu. Why you say a migu? Because the Tzerich Mitzvah Shabbos, they were matir. Other he meant to ask Lomdish, how you say the migu? Aridir, you're not allowed to carry. And Lechi, you're not allowed to carry. And Pase Biroes, animals can carry, but not human beings. And maybe you can't say a migu. And he answered, the tzarech mitzvah you're allowed to carry. They were matir to carry, to have a migu. Of all the tzarech mitzvah you're allowed to carry, but mainly you have a migu. This is the first part of the Rosh, I think it's glad. Although we had a pshat, that he's not asking a shayla, how you're allowed to carry. Now the Rosh adds one more line. V'chein kosav ritz geus. Shemutor letaltel bo. What the Rosh means in this line? V'chein kosav ritz geus shemutor letaltel bo mida de'ave ha'shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishes afilu tefach. What he means? Moshi, what he means? V'chein kosav ritz geus shemutor letaltel bo. Is he allowed to carry in the sukkah? Mida de'ave ha'shtayim ki ilchosov v'shlishes afilu tefach. Dobi, what he means? What he means? You're allowed to carry, Again, we had a shaila. The lechi migud have a deifin le Shabbos, have a deifin le sukkah. Pasta biros migud have a deifin le Shabbos, have a deifin le sukkah. Ah, you're not allowed to carry here le tzerich mitzvah de romatil to carry. V'chein kosav aritz geus and the ritz geus I see the same yesoid midud have a shtaim ki ilchozo b'shlish estefach. As was. That stayed in the gemot.
Where should you not to carry?
What?
If there is a
shayla. Who said you're allowed to carry? This is the shayla. Who said? This is the shayla. Me did the hadith, bring a raya. Who said you're allowed to metalta? Who said you're allowed to metalta? Where? V'chein kosa v'aritz geus shemuto letaltel bo me did the hadith shtayim kilchos afilo tefach. He means the gemara in Amud Aleph. Shtaim ki ilchosu v'shlish is tefach. Migud have a doifin l'suko, have a doifin l'shabbos. Why are you allowed to carry there? Why are you allowed to carry there? The answer is vay l'tzerech mitzvah chazal b'mat. Not londis. Like we said, that migud the reshus. No, he says balabatish. Ashtaim ki ilchos v'shlish afilu tefach. Why are you allowed to carry in Amud Aleph? Gemara says migud have a doifin in Sukkah, have a doifin in Shabbos. Meaning to say that it's mutol etaltel. This is the whole Gemara. Why are you allowed to carry? Al kochoch letzerich mitzvah devomatir. This is the chumash that Ritz-Geus means. Other that you say migud from Sukkah to Shabbos that you're allowed to carry anyways. Stami brings a raya. As if you dare, you say migu from Sukkah to Shabbos. So here also, after the Sukkah Bikosha, you say migu from Sukkah to Shabbos. So he's bringing, again, still here, this chalik of the Rosh is glad. So the Rosh had took chalokim, pas movi velechi, and pas ebirois, migu da avedoifen l'sukkah, avedoifen l'shabbos. Afal gav, you're not allowed to carry at these two places because you don't have four walls and you're not an animal, you're not an oiler regolim. Aber chazal mo matir. Mainly you could say the migu, or the balabatish, you could carry because chazal mo matir. Chen kosav aritz geyus, that besuka, that you have three walls, you're allowed to carry. Shtayim kil chosav vino tefach. Why are you allowed to carry? The wall says migu, aber lechue, aber what it helps. So one of the two, other we see that chazal mo matir, even though I have three walls. Other the migul have a day for the sukkah is marshal to carry. So here also to be marshal to carry. Till here it's good. Now is the three lines of the Rosh that we have to understand pshat. V'rav yozal kosav. V'afilu loinit kan lehatir biroes kigoin she'ein boir. Kevon dim hoyo shom boir o yonidon mishum mechitza v'shori. ובחוצר עם עושה כיועצה בוי רפיה ביודי עם עושה כשירו ואיס מרבסינו שנסתפקו בדבורים הלולו. So what is bringing down? ורב יוזל כוסף ואפילו לא הניס כאן להתיר בירועס כגוין שאין שום בור כיוון דים הויו שום בוי רויון נידן משום מחיצה ושורי. The Rav Yo is coming with a shaila, and the Ran, the Rosh, is telling two shailas b'shem Rav Yo. You have pasa biroes, and a place that is no be'er, and you made a sukkah there. It's good or not? You say migud have a doifin in Shabbos, have a doifin in sukkah or not? The Rav Yo said yes. And a chotzer. The Rav Yo is mesupik. But we'll start with the suffix of the Rav Yo. This line is the hard line, but this is the Pesach Pesach. The Rav Yo is mesupik. If you go in the street in Shabbos, and instead of a sukkah, you know, you want to build a big sukkah, you don't have a lot of wood, you make four tefachim here, four tefachim here, four tefachim. It's not diumdim. Diumdim is a tefach. Some people ask the kasher, why diumdim? Diumdim is a tefach, and it's Rabbi Yankim. Chabonon hot diumdim is not good. But you make pasi biroes, arba ve'arba, Arba ve'arba, and now you put tzchach. It's good or it's not good? There's no bear inside. There's no bear. There's no bear. The Rav Yo says, mistome it works. Why? Because if would be a bear, it would be good. Okay, I want to ask you a shayla. Lo midan tzazamen. We'll learn a rosh tzazamen. Eichel chelik mitzvah salim. Without what it says in the Rav Yo, if I would ask you now, where we're holding now in Shir, after learning the sugya of Migu almost for a week, yeah? I want to ask you a shayla. Pasi biroesef is no ball. It's good or not good? Don't answer me, Rabbi. Answer me without seeing the rosh. It's good or not good?
No water, good.
No ball. I'm asking, is no ball, not no water. I didn't ask you to ask a different kasha. I didn't ask you to ask a different kasha. I'm asking, is no ball, it's good or it's not good? What? Not again. Yumdim is Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbanon, Yumdim are not good. This is not Yumdim. This is Alba Tfochim. It's good or it's not good? Ari, it's good or it's not good? It's good or not good? Shinches, I'm not asking you shinches. I'm asking you if it's good or not good.
The rice is totally good. The rice is good.
What?
Not
as the ran, the rosh. I'm asking you, it's good or it's not good?
Not good.
Aaron, it's good or it's not good? If you don't have a bear, it's good or it's not good?
That's the bottom line, but it's good when you're right. So it should be worse.
It's good. For sure it's good. What is it said that it's not good? What? I want to ask you a shot. Not Chazal made. Not Chazal made. Chazal can't make nothing. It has to be Deiraisa good. Chazal didn't say nothing. It's Deiraisa, it helps. Chazal will matter to use it. Chazal didn't make the reshus. Pase birois help. Midoirais, 1 second. If it's a bear inside, why are you allowed to take out the water? The Teira changed? The Teira changed? No. Chazal will matter to be Seimechadet. Meaning to say that Midoirais is a reshus ayochid, regardless if it's a bear inside or not. Maskim or not? If it's a bear, Chazal let you take out the water. So it means that Midirabot, Midirais, this place is called reshus ayochid, right? Now, I took away the be'er. Did the rice stay the Rishus HaYochid? Yes. The be'er made it Rishus HaYochid?
It's a special exception.
The Torah is no special exception. The Rabbanon, but with the rice, it's a Rishus HaYochid with the be'er or without the be'er? With the Rabbanon, you can't matter Yisur in the rice. Again, the Rabbanon and the Raises, we don't say this kind of svaras. The Raises, or it's a Rishus HaYochid, or it's not a Rishus HaYochid. If you're allowed to take out the water when you have a Be'er, it means that it's a Rishus HaYochid. Chazal cannot be Matir Yisurim. So if when you have a Be'er, you're allowed to take out the water, so it means that Yumdi, that Pase Biroes is a Rishus HaYochid the Raises. Now, there were matir, the mocking bear. Now I don't have a bear. Aber mit der Reise, it's a good reshus. Say, migud have a doifin le Shabbos, have a doifin le Inyan Sukkah. I am not allowed to carry letzayich mitzvah, there were matir. This was the rosh the whole time. What happened now that it's a ganze ravyo? It's a ganze ravyo. The whole rosh said twice, double. Lechi, you're not allowed to carry. Let's say mitzvah, you're allowed to carry. Pasi birois, only if you're animal. But you're not allowed to carry. Let's say mitzvah, you're allowed to carry. You don't have a be'er. The ravio is coming to say a chinush, and he doesn't say the words that we said. Let's say mitzvah, they were matir. Look at the words of the ravio. What he says? He doesn't say. If he would repeat the rosh, okay. So the rosh found the ravio that repeated himself. That val midoy rai says it's good. Even that midoy rai says it's good, but mid rabbanon it's not good. Tzarich mitzvah, they make the migu. This is the rosh the whole time in the sugya.
Why is it different?
You're asking another kasha. I'm asking you. I'm asking you a shaila. Maishno mimovui velechi. Why movi velechi? You say amigu. You're not allowed to carry. Aber val midoy rai says the movi is reshus hayochid. You say amigu. Val the pasuk b'rois you're not allowed to carry. Aber you say amigu. So my chpatli that is no be'er. Say amigu.
I'll say
You're asking another kasha. Shol, you asked this kasha 4 times already. I'm asking. I will answer that kasha. I'm asking you a shaila maishno. You asked me have another kasha. We'll get to that kasha. There's a lot of chilukim from chol. But we're asking first the pshat arosh. The rosh was magnim and said, you said a migu from lechi to Shabbat to sukkah. Afal gav that you're not allowed to carry. Abba Midairai says it's good. Chazal b'mater here. You say migu from pasi biros. Afal gav that you're not allowed to carry. Abba Chazal b'mater here. Chazal b'mater. Now he comes to pasi biros. Afal pi that is no be'er. So you could say the same words, and Chazal, we matir, and the Rav Yo says something else. Rav Nachman was medayik. The Rav Yo kosav, the afilu lo inisken lehati birois, ki goin shein shomboir, keiv dim hoyo shomboir. What is it? Keiv on the midrash says good. Chazal, we matir, and the Rav Yo doesn't say that. The Rav Yo says keiv on shim hoyo shomboir, hoyo nidan mishum mechitze v'shori. The answer is, you can't say stam. Ein echinami, it doesn't work mi derabbanon, aber letzorich mitzvah de womatir. You only could say it in lemoshel pasi biroes when it's a be'er. That be'etzem chazal womatir it only for the animals, only for that. So here letzorich mitzvah, it's also the same. Or in a modli velechi. Chazal don't let the carry because it's not nika. If you make a line, a koiro, that's muta. That's our mitzvah. The matter here also. Masha'en can pass the biroes. Be'etzem, it's a place that midirabonon is not called a closed place. It's not a rishus midirabonon. When it's a be'er, Chazal will matir. When it's no be'er, Chazal are not matir. B'meila, in this place, be'etzem, you can't say amigo. You can't say, obe aletzerech mitzvah chazal bo bimatir. You can't say, letzerech mitzvah chazal bo matir. Chazal never gave these kind of pieces of wood a shem mechitza. And you have to say, in a movie v'lechi, it has a shem mechitza. Even with the rabbono, just lemaisi, you can't carry letzerech mitzvah de bo matir. Pasi birois, the tzarech mitzvah they will matir. When there's no be'er be'etzem, pasi birois be'etzem is garnished. And of them the Rav Yo is mechadesh. You know why you say the migu? It's another kind of lomdus. Ilu hoyo be'er, this was enough. So these woods already with the rabbanon, they could give a reshus. They could give a reshus when it's a be'er. I lemaisi not allowed to carry. Avada he will use the shtikl teire letzarech mitzvah they will matir here. Avada you say letzarech mitzvah they will matter here, but the pshat is val lu yitzir would be a be'er, they would have a shei mechitza, so you could say amigu. This is the chiddush of the Rav Yo, but it's not stand the pshat to say that midrabbono letzarech mitzvah they will matter. That they can't say. You have to say val dispase biroes, when is a be'er they could shafer a shus, so you could say amigu. Lu yitzir would be a be'er, you could say amigu. It's a chiddush from the Rav Yo. Zog the Rav Yo, so maybe I will go a step weiter. Even if you make a movui and a pasi birois and a chotzer, you're right that here be'etzem they're not doing a reshus hayochid. But if they would be in the street, they would do a reshus hayochid. So they have the koyach. There is mesupek, and also there is, he has a tzad that yes. So these two pieces of the Rav Yo be'etzem are another two chidushim in the migu. The Rav Yo came and said, "You're right. Before I spoke about things that are good, just they were missing the het of the rabbon on the tzeich mitzvah. Now I'm talking things that, in the shape they are, they're not good. With the rabbon, they didn't give it a shame reshus bichlav. I could say be'etzem it's enough. It's missing a zaydik ezach. I could use it for the migu. The same thing with teich achotzer." You're right that lemaisa now they're not working, but in potential they could work. So legabi be'er he says that it's good, and legabi chotzer he says that it's not good. Zog de bis Yosef lo yodati ma achiluk. Zog de bis Yosef, I will tell you the chiluk. He says be'er, he says lemaisa, in this place they could work. You need to make a be'er in the middle, and a chotzer in this place it can't work. You also could say it could work. If you take out the walls and outside and the people will come, it could work. What is the difference? Here you have to bring the water inside, here you have to bring people. But we see the Bis Yosef, the way he was telling to these two Zachen. This is the way. So Be'etzem, the Ravio, this is the Chiddush of the Ravio. So the Ravio is Mesupek and Pasi Birois without a boyer. That Be'etzem in this matzav, Midrabon and it's Gornish, and mainly you can't say Amigo. When the Raisa you will say Amigo. Or with the Rabon you will not have Amigo here. And the answer is why I have Amigo. I can't say the words the Tzarech Mitzvah the Omatir. It doesn't help. Here with the Rabon it doesn't have a Tzura. With the Rabon it doesn't have a Tzura. No, the answer is vial in the same shape with a Be'er, so it's called that it has a Tzura. It's a Chiddush. Before it was not an Andazach. Even when it has a Tzura, they're not Matir, only it's in Nizach, not Nizach. Tzach Mitzvah here is the same. But its kasha was that Bichlal doesn't have the Tzura of the Rabbanon. The answer is vial if would be a Be'er, it would have a Tzura, it has the Tzura. This is the noise of the Ravio. And the second noise is in a Chotzer. Chotzer is a much bigger Madrege. There is Bichlal not even working. Here the Pshat is, again, with the Rabbonon now it's not working, but it has the potential to work. Again, with the Rabbonon it's not working now, because there's no Be'er. With the Rabbonon it's not working, there's no Be'er. It's not a Mokim that they said that it will work for Shabbos. Even the Tzarech Mitzvah. Here Chazal didn't give a heter. Here it's not in the Parsha. Of a Valif would be a Be'er to be a Parsha, it's enough to say the Migu. But in Chotzer, the Pshat is it's Gornish. And here Taka the Bis Yosef is Niskashe. Why Be'er? We say again. The Lomdus is not that it's missing the heter. The Mokim that is no Be'er, Chazal left it, let it's Gornish. But the Migu says if it would be a Be'er, it would be Mechitzes, so now it's also Mechitzes. There's another Shaila, but there were only Matir. So how the Migu will work, even when it works, that we have the Rosh in the beginning, that here also a Tzarech Mitzvah. But the second Chelik from the Rosh is done in this Nekuda. And then the Ravio is Mesupek Legabi Chotza, even that it's not working before Yal, but Lu Yitzir it would have the Koyach, maybe it could work. This is the Rosh. No. We said the Ritva is choylik on the Rosh, and he says avade in a chotzer it doesn't work. Avade in a chotzer it doesn't work. So we learned shitas Rosh. I want to go now to the Ran. I will shtel on one choylik of the Ran. The Ran has a kasha. We say migu da have a doifel inyan suke have a doifel inyan Shabbos. Migu da have a doifel inyan Shabbos have a doifel inyan suke. So we'll take the first case of the Gemara. Shtaim ki ilchos ha-shlish is tefach. Migu da have a doifel l'suke, have a doifel l'shabbos. Movui. Migu da have a doifel l'shabbos, have a doifel l'suke. Pasi birois. Migu da have a doifel l'shabbos, have a doifel inyan suke. Frek de Ra'an and the Ritvo, the Meiri, say migu fakert. Migu de lo have a doifel l'suke, lo have a doifel l'shabbos. Pasi biroes, migu that it doesn't work for suke will not work for Shabbos. Lechi, migu that lo yave doifen lesuke, lo yave doifen leshabbos. Shtaim kilchos v'shish is tefach. Migu that lo yave doifen leshabbos, lo yave doifen lesuke. As I frek deran. Umak shu oche. Amai amrinen migu ke ay gavne lekule, neime ipche lechumre. Kamai se derov neime migu de lo yave doifen yan Shabbos, shtaim kilchoso, lo yave doifen lesuke, ubasrai se derov neime migu de lo yave doifen lesuke, lo yave doifen leshabbos. This is the Ran's kasha. Now, I want to explain the Ran's kasha. The Ran understands that the chefze of the migu is not stam a migu. It's not stam a migu, the chefze of the migu. If you say it's a migu, if it helps for one, it helps for the other one, why to say fakelt? The Ritva says such words. Why to say fakelt? If it helps for this, it helps for this, it helps for him, helps for him. Helps. I got that it helps for one person, it helps for everyone. Why to spoil? I got that it helps for one, it helps for the other one. The Ran understand the migu is ain't doifen lechatzoin. A doifen can't work for one thing and not work for the other thing. Now we have a stira in between Hilche Shabbos and Hilche Sukkah. So we say, if it works for this, it works for that. If I can't, we have a stira, say that if Doifen can work for one without working for the other one, so here it will not work for none. Mechatesa to say here that it will work for both. If you have a problem, say if I can't. safe account. This is the Ran's kasha. The yisrael of the migu is you can't divide it to chatz. If it works for one, it works for the other. It can't work for one and not work for the other one. So the kasha is, if it can work for one and not work for the other one, safe account. Say, if it doesn't work for Shabbos, it doesn't work for Sukkah. Shtayim Gichot V'Shishi Stefach will not be a Doifin Bichlal. Mavui will not be a Doifin for Shabbos. This is the Ran's kasha. And the Ran answers like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, and he told you to build a Sukkah, Shtayim Gichot V'Shishi Stefach. You build it. The first day of Sukkot is good? Yes. Second day, it's good? Yes. Comes Shabbos. For Shabbos, it's not a good wall, right? Now, if you don't say Migu, to have a day for the Sukkah, have a day for the Shabbos, and you say Fakert, so what will happen in Shabbos? The Sukkah will stop to be a Sukkah. Hashem said that you could build a Sukkah for 7 days, and it broke in the middle, it can't reside. This is the Ran's talent. While if you will say that even you don't say Migu, you say Fakert, so if you build a wall from Shtayim Kirchos or Shlishis Tefach, and will come Shabbos, and Shabbos it will not work. Because we'll say, Migu de lo yave doifin le Shabbos, lo yave doifin le Sukkah. This is Loshon HaRan. And lo kach ani yoyme, shekeivon she ha-toiro omro, michitzoseo shel Sukkah, v'yev sho leshiv asim ay Sukkah b'lo Shabbos, v'aday lo yibo lehachshiro leshisha yomim bilvad. והשביש לא תצריכו הכשר יויסר שאין מדרכו של תוירו שתיתן הכשר שאינו מספיק לכל הזמן אינו דרכו של תוירו לסת היוסד שתיים כהלכוס או שלישי סטפח and Shabbos it will not work. Hashem gave a הכשר that will not work in Shabbos. על כוחוך you say me. So let me get that. So the Ran is asking a question. The Ran is asking a kasha. Say migu fakert, migu de lo yave doifin le Shabbos, lo yave doifin le Sukkah. Shtayim gichot v'shishu stefach, instead of amud alef, migu de ave doifin le Sukkah, ave doifin le Shabbos, say migu de lo yave doifin le Shabbos, lo yave doifin le Sukkah. And in amud beis, mobi, we have a lechi, instead of saying migu de ave doifin le Shabbos, ave doifin le Sukkah, say fakert, migu de lo yave doifin le Sukkah, lo yave doifin le Shabbos. Answers the Ran, if that will be the case, will come out that what Hashem said, Shtayim Kilchos Shlishi Stefach, will not be kosher to all the days of the Sukkah. Some days of Sukkah, it will not work. And Hashem gave a mitzvah for 7 days, and every time there's a Shabbos in the middle, the Sukkah will be Oy Sukkah. It's not Mistaba. Ad kan Dibri Aran. Shein Eteretz. Zog Dipni Yeshua. Zog Dipni Yeshua. Lechur Adiran is wrong b'chesh. So if someone will ask Lefi Deran, what is the mocker that we say Migu? What is the mocker Lefi Deran that we say Migu? What is the case? What is the mocker that we say Migu? What? What is the mocker? What? Shtayim ki ilchos, or shlishi stefach, that if you don't say Migu, that what? That it's good. That it's good for what? For Shabbos, so then for Sukkot it will not be good. And it's Kenny's eye. So what is the mocker of the Migu in the Teire? Shtayim Kichot Shishi Stefach helps. Come, Shabbos, we'll stop to help. Lo yachol yot. Al koch you say Migu. So the mocker for Migu is what? Ah, what is the mocker for Migu? What is the mocker for Migu? Right? This is the mocker for Migu. Why not mask? No, this is the mocker of Migu. I don't have a different mocker. I don't have a different mocker. I don't have a different mocker. Aber Azei fragt the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara says, why I need 3 Migus? Because if I would only write the Migu of Mavui and Migu of Pasi Biroes, I would know Michmirte Lekile Amrinen. Migu da Avedeifin Le Shabbos, Avedeifin Le Sukkah. Aber Mikilte Lechmire from Sukkah to Shabbos, I would think you don't say a Migu. I would think from Shabbos to Sukkah you could say a Migu. But I would not know that you could say from Sukkah to Shabbos. Frag the Pnei Yeshua, but the whole mocker from Migu you told me is from Shtayim Kichos Hashish Estefach that it's a Migu for Shabbos. How you have a Sal Kedai Toch to say Migu from Shabbos to Sukkah and not to say from Sukkah to Shabbos? How it could be? The Gemara says Veitone Ani Michmire Lekilte, Avon Mikilte Lechmire Eim Eloi. How you could have a tzad Zayin Amud Beis, the end of the sugya. V'itu ashmin hanitarti mechamirta lekile. Aval mekile lechmirta im eloi. I would think from Shabbos to Sukkah you could say migu, but from Sukkah to Shabbos you cannot say migu. How I could have a mina that from Sukkah to Shabbos you don't say migu? If I don't have that migu, I don't have a mokah to the whole migu of the sugya. The whole, again, the Rosh asked, the Ran asked the Kasha, Mechateisa to say migu. Maybe say fakel. If it's not good for Sukkah, it's not good for Shabbos. And if it's not good for Shabbos, it's not. So in Movi, what he asked, instead of saying migu from Shabbos to Sukkah, say that it's not good for Shabbos. The answer is, you know why I say migu from Shabbos to Sukkah? I have a riot. Because if you don't say migu, and you can't divide it, so when you have a Sukkah, during Shabbos, the Sukkah, B'shtayim Kirchoso, it will stop to be good, because Migu that's not good for Shabbos, it's not good for Sukkah. Freg the Pnei Yeshua, in the last piece, Freg the Pnei Yeshua, if the Mokka from the Migu is the Cheshman from the Ran, L'chure, we have a Mokka. Pnei Yeshua bleib shver. So as the Sefer Avodas Dovid, he wants to say that Ein Echanami, if we would only have the first Migu, we would learn a different lumbus in the Migu. The migu is, if it helps with the chomur, it helps with the kal, as a svore. Today that we have the migu from kal to chomur, so we see that it's a migu in the doifen. The mele, Loshen Aran is not so mashma. And Loshen Aran, it's mashma, he was going in both. But this is what he wanted to say. That michmira lekilte, I would learn maybe under a lomdus. Maybe under a lomdus I would learn. But I want to ask you now a shaila. A very stark shayla, maybe a very lomdish shayla. The Ran says that he has a raya. I know all of you will argue, but lat. The Ran says, what is the mokif from the migu? Shtayim kichos shlish stefach. Come Shabbos, it has to stop to work. It has to stop to work. So Hashem said it works for 7 days. Obviously, a migu works. Okay, because if you don't say migu, you say fakeld. So in Shabbos, it will have to stop to work. It can't stop to work. Maskim or not? Fregen de lomdi mashayle. Listen good. This is mamish sia lomdis of the sugya. What the Ran holds? I'm asking you a shayle. I know we had an argument about it yesterday. But what the Ran holds be pashtus? If you make a movui in the middle of the chotzer, shteim ki shtei movui with a lechi, you say migud avadeifin le Shabbos avadeifin le sukkah or not? It's in the middle of the chotzer, like the case of the Rav Yoh. You say migud or not? Again, what the Ritva holds? The middle of the chotzer, you say a migu or not? What the Ritva holds? What do we say today? Hashem the Ritva. In the middle of the chotzer, you say a migu or not? No. In the middle of the chotzer, you have pasi birois. You say a migu or not? Why? So what is the chotzer? It's anyway not working. It's anyway not working. I don't need it anyway. A mavui mefulosh in the middle of the chotzer, I don't say a migu. Because anyway, it's not working. Vos halderan. The pasha is also like that.
It says it works, but you need ketah.
What works?
Works, but you need pasha.
What works? In the middle of the chotzer.
The man says if you have.
I didn't ask if you have to have a revon.
The man says.
I asked if you say migu in the middle of a chotzer. I'm not asking an a revon. I'm not asking an arev.
But the example that he brings is talking about
Mulchas. No. He brings a rai. He says it's closed in the back. It's only medame to chotzer. Again, if you have pasei birois in the middle of the chotzer, you say migu or not? You don't need a pasei birois. You should say yochid anyway. You say migu? Pasei birois. You say migu or not? In the middle of the chotzer. The Ritva says for sure not. Movi mefulosh in the middle of the chotzer, but pashtus not. The Rav Yos says, "Hein velav v'raf ye biyodei." Lom ezog now, that everyone says no. Everyone says that you don't say the migu. Everyone says that you don't say the migu. So I'm asking you a shaila. The Torah said, "Sukkah you build shtayim ki ilchosa shlish estefach." Zog the Ran, if you don't say migu, comes Shabbos, and Shabbos is not, it's Rosh Hashayochid, so the Shabbos will break the Sukkah. Muchach that you say migu to have a doif in the sukkah, have a doif in the Shabbos. I'll tell you, you know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about shtayim kirchos shlish estefach? If you build it in the middle of the chotzer. If you build it in the middle of the chotzer. When comes Shabbos, why the sukkah will stop to be a sukkah? Why have you built it in the middle of the chotzer and will come Shabbos, it will stop to be a sukkah? Why it will stop to be a sukkah? Again, if you have pasta birois in the middle of a chotzer, you don't say migu. Why? It's a shusayochid anyways. If you have pasta shtaim kichos of lechi, movri velechi in the middle of the chotzer, I don't say migu lefi the ravio, lefi the ritva and lefi the ravio, I'm a supek. Why? Because it's anyway a shusayochid. Now I'm asking you, what it be if you have shtaim kichos shlishi stefach? So the Ran says, comes Shabbos, if it doesn't say migul Shabbos, so if it's not a day for the Shabbos, it will be oy sukkah. I'm asking you, what would it be if you build that sukkah in the middle of a chotzer? If you build the sukkah in the middle of a chotzer, and Shabbos came, you say if it's not a wall for Shabbos, it's not a wall for sukkah? For sure not. What? Well, it's not a wall for Shabbos, but there's no noise for Shabbos here. This is the lomdus. If we say that in the middle of the chotzer, we don't say migu. In the middle of the chotzer, we don't say migu. In the middle of the chotzer, we don't say migu. Why we don't say migu? Well, the walls are not active for Shabbos in Ishkin of Gemina. So if we don't say migu, have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the sukkah, we don't say in potential the walls, again, I will explain to you. Why we don't say migu? Well, they're not working for Shabbos, we don't call them Shabbos the walls. Right? We don't call them Shabbos the walls. Why we don't say migu, have a day for the Shabbos, day for the sukkah? They're not Shabbos the walls. So now, when I'm doing such a thing in the chotzer, we're saying it's not called Shabbos Dikur Wolf. So I can't say if it doesn't work for Shabbos, it doesn't work for Sukkah. So what is the Ran's kasha bichlal? When Hashem said Shtaim Kilchos Lashish Yisnefach, He said it for 7 days. When it's in a chotzer, He didn't speak in Rishus HaRabim. Mechatez, are we talking about Rishus HaRabim? A person builds a Sukkah in his chotzer. He doesn't build a Rishus HaRabim. So some achronim want to mechiach that the Ran learns that a fiddle in the middle of the chotzer, you say migud have a doifin l'shabbos have a doifin l'inyan sukkah, and b'meile b'shtaim kil chosov shesafilu tefach in the middle of the chotzer it will break it. That is really a very big lomdus. Again, one thing is 4 steps below this. First, we have a shaila in the middle of the chotzer if we say migu. Lama Zogin Deran says you don't say migu because it's not Shabbos Diki walls. If that is true, is we stop at the Deran's kasha, the b'shtaim ki chotzer v'shlishi stefach, that say when Shabbos comes, because it can be a day from the Shabbos if you don't say migu, it will break the sukkah, is we stop at that if it's in the middle of the chotzer, it will not break it. Because while the middle of the chotzer is not called Shabbos walls, so b'meile, even if it doesn't work for Shabbos, it will not break it. If this is true, so we'll decide that the Ran holds that in the middle of the chotzer you could say migu, and then we'll say the 4th step that the male value you could say migu. So if you have shtaim kil chotzer v'shishi stefach in the middle of the chotzer, while it's not good for Shabbos, even the lemaisa is not negea now. Migu de lo have a day for the Shabbos will not be a day for the sukkah. But that will be a big chiddush b'das Ran. That the Ran holds that even in the middle of the chotzer you could say migu. If it's true, we'll have a revach of yesterday shaila. We asked yesterday a shaila. Now the chura, if it's closed in the back, the lechi is not doing the doifin. The answer is, even in the middle of the chotzer it works. Doesn't bother me that it's closed in the back. Doesn't make a difference that it's closed in the back. The shaylef is true. Avad is a shtik le'ore because the Ran asks on himself that today is no oile regolim. Who am I partly that is no oile regolim? But again, the same lomdus we explain the Rav Yo. In such a matzav, Chazal will never mafkia that it has a shame reshus. So again, we are mesupik. Bedas haritvo dvorim brurim that in the middle of the chotzer we don't say migul have a doifel leShabbos, have a doifel leInyan sukkah. Bedas Aravyo, he's Mesupik. It's a Mandazam, and you could be in the middle of Sukkah, make a small Sukkah. For the Aravyo, you could make a Sukkah out of Gornish. Again, Alamon of community, no Bishas Atchak. Bedas Aran, the Pashtus is that Avad in the middle of the Chotzer, you can't say Amigu. But we have a tzad now to turn over the ran and say that lefi the ran in the middle of the chotzer, you could say migud have a defin in yatsuge, have a defin in Shabbos. Minyan have a defin in Shabbos, have a defin in yatsuge, even in the middle of the chotzer. Even so that the ran says that when there's no oil regolim, you can't say migud. It's not a stira. There's no oil regolim the pshat, when Chazal were only using it to make it a reshus, bezman oil regolim. But in the middle of the chotzer, we have the svar of the Rav Yo. If it would not be a chotzer, it would be a migu, so maybe you could say a migu. This is be'etzem, the tzus of the Shmaise. I want the Messiah with one more zach. This is be'etzem Hashlomas HaSugya, then going to the next Sugya, Rav Yoshiya. The Shulchan Aruch, and then if you, I want you to see it inside, it's Mamish Apele She'en Keduk Mosoi. When you open Mishneh Berurah and see Mentofre Shlamet Seif Zayin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins Ar Sugya, for all of Ar Sugya, with all of the Migus, is only one Seif in Shulchan Aruch. Hoyu lo shteitfan ezu keneged zu, Sichar al gabi movi sheyesh lo lechi, oy al gabi be'er sheyesh lo pasin, Ksheiro lo ish to Shabbos. Migud have a doifin le Shabbos, have a doifin le inyan suke. Shulchan Aruch paskin le suge, mov lechi, migud have a doifin le Shabbos, pas re biroes. Zog de Mishneh Berurah, it doesn't say that it's closed in the back. It doesn't say that you have to have a beir. So it works even if it's not closed in the back. And it works even in the middle of the chotzer. And it works even in the middle of the chotzer. Doesn't say a difference. Zog de Ramo, ve'in le'atir elo b'mokim she'alechi ve'apasim matirim linyan Shabbos. Ve'oz shayach migu. Zog de Mishneh Berurah, the Ramo says, you need it to be matir b'foyal. It needs to be closed on the fourth side. And it needs to be in Rishus Horavim. La'aloche, zog de Mishneh Berurah, ha'ikar kishita rishoino, even without closed on the back, and even it's in the middle of Rishus Horavim. Now, when you see inside, I want to explain. We learned the sugya now. Today, we had the only little switch. The whole sugya is, if it has to be matir mid rabbonon, or if it doesn't have to be matir mid rabbonon. Rashi holds, we said, maybe it has to be matir. The Ran says it has to be matir. Tesis holds that it has to. The Rosh says that it doesn't have to. It was a whole noise, if you have to have the matir mid rabbonon. Was another noise in the middle of the chotzer that is bichlal not working. It could be a different chisaron. It's not the same two shittas. Lemoshel, the Ran holds it has to be matir mid rabbonon, right? If it's not matir mid rabbonon, it doesn't work. But the Ran could hold that maybe in the middle of the chotzer it's good. Yes, it has the potential. It doesn't have to be before you. It doesn't have to be toli habeho. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the first shita holds the shita sarosh, even if it's not closed on the back. Zog de Ramo, the Ran state only if it's closed in the back, because you need to be matir. The moker of the Ramo is the Ran. So when I read Shulchan Aruch, I know one zach. The Rosh holds it doesn't have to be closed in the back, because Chazal will matir letzorich mitzvah sukeh, and the Ran holds it has to be closed in the back. Now, it wouldn't be in the middle of the chotzer. Could be the Rosh holds that it's not good. We saw in the Ran. It could be the Ran holds that it is good. It's not totally ho beho. The Mishneh Berurah mixed everything together. And again, when you read the Shulchan Aruch, no one mentioned, no one discussed in the middle of the chotzer. Shulchan Aruch said, Pase birois are good. Movi is good. Even if it's open in the back. Why? This is the whole Rosh. Zog de Ramo only if it's closed in the back. Ran. Now, the Shulchan Aruch said that it's good in the Chotzer. The Ramo said that it's not good in the Chotzer. They didn't discuss it bichlal. It's not the noise of the Sugya. So, It's a modern zach. I'm saying it's kedai when you finish the sugya, just to see the shulchan aruch tof reish lamed seif zayin. The whole sugya is brought down b'neshima achas. Oh no, you don't have to have. You could be in the middle of the chatnu. Again, we have in the sugya two noisim in the sugya. We have two noisim in the sugya. We have one noisim in the sugya that the sugya has to be matir even with the rabbonon. Val, if with the rabbonon it's not matir, migu deiraisa cannot help. That is shitas teisves in the ran. And b'meile they said the movui is closed in the back. This was yesterday's shir. The Rosh and Rashi say even if it's not closed, and we explain other because Chazal were matir letzarech mitzvah, other migu in the reshus. This was the other shita. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh and Rashi. It doesn't have to be closed in the back. The Ramot paskens like the Ran. It has to be closed in the back. And he says Ran. Nothing is mentioned and nothing is discussed legabi the chotzer. Goes the Mishnah Berurah and says, if it doesn't have to be good midrabanan, so it could be even in the middle of the chotzer. No shaykhus. Good midrabanan means midrabanan, it's not a reshus. Chotzer, it means that in potential you have the koyach. The Mishnah Berurah mixes the noise of chotzer and says that lefi the rosh it's good, lefi the ran it's not good, la aloch like the rosh it's good. The Rosh said it's good. The Rosh said, "Hein v'la v'rafya biyode." So when you see the Seif Zayin, it looks keilu behel lemasugya, keilu behel lemasugya. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll go to Gemara Vayikra.